This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A top White House advisor warned Sunday the United States is preparing fresh sanctions against Russia over the near-fatal poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The jailed opposition leader is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told CNN's State of the Union Sunday another round of sanctions is being prepared. Moscow quickly pushed back and warned of a Russian response. It comes days after Mr. Biden and Putin met in Geneva for their first summit, where the leaders sought to cool tensions in the U.S.-Russian relationship. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas Monday called for broad economic sanctions against Belarus ahead of a European Union meeting to discuss additional punitive action after the forced landing of an airliner. EU foreign ministers are due to meet in Luxembourg Monday to discuss their next steps in response to the downing of the plane, the latest twist in a months-long brutal crackdown on opposition by the government of President Alexander Lukashenko. The bloc has already hit Belarus with punitive measures affecting individual bodies and representatives of the leadership around Lukashenko. Ministers in Luxembourg will discuss broad-ranging measures designed to hit the Lukashenko regime in the wallet, a European diplomat told AFP Friday. The party of France's far-right leader Marine Le Pen performed weaker than expected in the final round of regional elections Sunday in a vote marked by record levels of abstention. Early projections showed the center-right party, Republicans Party, on course to top Sunday's vote. This is VOA News. A downsizing of U.S. military assets in Saudi Arabia will not affect its defense capabilities, the Riyadh-led coalition said Sunday, after it intercepted the largest number of Yemeni rebel drones in a single day. Washington Friday said it was cutting the number of troops and air defense units deployed to the Middle East, including Patriot batteries and an anti-missile system called THAAD from Saudi Arabia. The U.S. drawdown comes as President Joe Biden's administration seeks to ease tensions with Iran, Saudi Arabia's arch foe. They heated up in 2019 under predecessor Donald Trump's, quote, maximum pressure, end quote, campaign on Tehran. Ethiopia's election workers took to the streets of Addis Ababa on Sunday to explain the voting process. Monday's national polls have been touted by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as the country's first attempt at free and fair elections, but not everyone will be voting Monday. The election has been delayed in 110 of 547 constituencies because of logistical problems and violent conflicts, such as in the northern Tigray region. No date has been set for voting in Tigray, where Ethiopia's military has been fighting the region's former governing party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Some opposition parties are also boycotting the elections over what they describe as harassment of their members. Chile will inaugurate the convention tasked with writing its new constitution July 4th, President Sebastián Piñera announced Sunday, as the South American country moves towards replacing its current conservative dictatorship-era charter. Over the course of 9 months, the drafting body will have to balance a popular clamor for profound social change with the need to maintain a robust economy as it rewrites the old constitution, which dates from the rule of Augusto Pinochet. Voting will be mandatory. A transgender athlete has been selected as part of the New Zealand women's team for the Tokyo Olympic Games, the country's Olympics Committee said Monday. She competed in men's competitions before transitioning in 2013 and will become the first transgender athlete to compete at the Olympics after weightlifting's governing body modified qualifying requirements for Tokyo. A French and an American astronaut completed a six-hour spacewalk Sunday as they installed new solar panels to boost power supplies to the International Space Station, NASA said. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.